Big announcement out of Knoxville District 202 yesterday. Their current superintendent will be leaving at the end of the year, taking a new job in another district, and we're going to find out more about that this morning. Good morning. It is 7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher joining us this morning. District 202 Superintendent Steve Wilder. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the air today. Good morning, everybody. Well,
thanks for coming and checking in early with us here this morning. So you had an early morning yesterday, one of those interesting things where there was a school board meeting, a special session, an early morning one up in Sycamore, Illinois. And, well, something big apparently happened there.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. About this time yesterday, we were just wrapping up the school board meeting up there. Very fortunate to have been named the superintendent in Sycamore. Starting July 1st, 2020. So one of the first questions I got yesterday was, well, you're leaving? Are you leaving at Christmas? No, I am leaving, but it's not at Christmas. I'll finish the school year here in Knoxville and then start in Sycamore July 1st. So, yeah, they held a special board meeting. Everything was finalized yesterday. We signed the contract and, you know, excited about the opportunity. Knoxville has been such a great community, you know, raising our kids there. And we've accomplished so much in the school district that I'm really proud to have been part of. But this is, you know, after 10 years, it was kind of a time to just say, hey, you know, wait, I told my wife last spring, you know, this is my 10th year coming up, just kind of a milestone, gave us time to reflect. And we thought we'd just kind of kick the tires and see what opportunities were out there. And Sycamore was one that rose to the top, and it all worked out yesterday. So we're excited about that.
Well, congratulations, first off. So on their part, is their outgoing, is he retiring, or was he an interim, or?
Good question. So Kathy Countryman is the superintendent up at Sycamore. She's been there for quite a while and held several positions within the school district, kind of worked her way up to the superintendency. I believe she's been in that role for about 8 years, and she submitted her retirement letter 4 years ago. So she has been kind of strategically thinking, you know, she knew her retirement was coming, and I've had several meetings with her and had a lot of conversation with her. She's done a lot of things over the last couple of years to really position the school district for the next superintendent coming in on July 1st. So really give her a lot of credit, and not only for the preparation, but just the work that school district has done under her leadership. So she is retiring, and therefore they knew that the vacancy was coming up early. They got it posted this fall and got a jump on it. So that's how kind of how things have worked out.
Well, and then for District 202 now, it still gives them some time, not a ton of time, but still some time to get the feelers out there and take care of it. I know obviously this just happened yesterday. The board hasn't probably met and talked about it. Do you expect maybe, you know, search committee, or what, how do you think they'll go about finding your replacement?
Yeah, really good question. And I've talked with the board throughout the process. They knew when I applied and when the interviews were happening and things like that. So they've been thinking about this all along, you know, kind of what if. And then here recently it became, you know, what do we need to do? But board president, Mr. Callahan, and I have talked quite a bit. The School Board Association offers a search service. You can also hire private companies that do that. But we've got a great relationship with the School Board Association and familiarity with their staff. So I believe that they are going to consider hiring the School Board Association to do that search for them. And because of the timing of yesterday's meeting in Sycamore, that will allow me to submit my letter of resignation officially for the board to consider on Monday night at the regular board meeting. And as long as they approve that, then they can then turn around and engage with the School Board Association to conduct that search. The school board will run that. That's one of the responsibilities that school boards have, is hiring the superintendent. But I think that they'll work hard to involve the community in the process. You know, what qualities will they be looking for in the next superintendent? You know, things like that. So I think they'll get that process started on Monday. And this is still a pretty good window of time to be looking for a superintendent. So I think that Knoxville is a great school district. It's a great community. I think it'll attract a lot of candidates and help the school board in their search.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 superintendent, was hired as the new superintendent of Sycamore School District yesterday morning for Sycamore, just almost connected to DeKalb, just north of DeKalb. A bigger school district, so a great opportunity for you professionally as well. And you said high school, about the same size as Galesburg High School.
Yeah, high school enrollment's about 1,200 up in Sycamore. The overall school district enrollment's about 3,700, a little over 3,700. So it's a larger school district. That was one of the challenges that appealed to me, was just continuing to grow as a professional. And you know, how do you how do you lead a school district of that size? How do you collaborate the way that, I'm used to collaborating with the staff in Knoxville and the community? So that was really appealing. And then we went up there and visited it during a couple of interviews. And we saw that not only was the school district a great school district, very similar to Knoxville in a lot of ways, just bigger, but the community, very similar to Knoxville, even though it's northern, it's closer to Chicago, still has a real small town feel. You know, the population in Sycamore is about 17,000. So, you know, really bigger than Knoxville, but smaller than Galesburg.
Yeah.
But, you know, the size of the school district was really something that appealed to me. So, yeah, again, really, really excited. It will be bittersweet to leave the folks in Knoxville. They've been very supportive over the last 10 years. And this is my first superintendent position in Knoxville. So I told the board, I'll be indebted to you forever for giving me the opportunity, but also really giving me the opportunity to be to do some things different and you know, lead in the way that I felt was necessary. But we've worked to great over the last 10 years, for sure.
Well, and one of the other things, I know it's kind of bittersweet, and one of the things that's going to make it easy to find a good replacement for you is the fact that you're leaving a brand new building. There's not too many of those high schools around the state of Illinois with the technology and everything you had. Obviously, you're going to an older building. Especially in the suburban districts, the richer ones, yeah, there's some nice buildings, and I'm sure some have been updated, but I don't know that there's a building in the state of Illinois that's as updated as the building you're going to be leaving.
Well, I appreciate that. That's obviously one of the things that's going to make it really hard. You know, the school board's really invested in facilities, and obviously the high school is the one that gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so, but we've also done work at the elementary, the junior high school, and you know, one of the things that is good about the move to Sycamore is their superintendent is retiring. She's done a lot of planning and strategizing to leave that school district in a good spot when she retires. And I've told the board in Knoxville all along, you know, our goal should be to do the work that we need to do so that no matter who's in the superintendent's position, you know, the school district continues to move on. I always joke with folks, you know, if I walked out in the street and got hit by a bus, you know, the school district needs to continue to move forward. And my vision has always been to do the work that we need to do, but leave it and do it in a way so that anybody could come in and pick up where I leave off and move forward. And, you know, fortunately, I think the school district's in a great spot facility-wise. That will make it really attractive, I think. But also financially, I think we're in a good spot. The board has done a great job being responsible with the district finances and the curriculum work that we've done. You know, no matter what kind of facilities you have, if you don't have good curriculum and instruction in place, you know, you're going to be in trouble. But we've got that. We've got great staff who works hard for our kids. So I think it'll be an attractive school district for candidates and still a good time to be looking for the next superintendent.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 superintendent until next July, and then he'll take over in the Sycamore School District. Well, yeah, and talking about those facilities, I'm just thinking about your replacement and people that they bring in for interviews and take them through those facilities. That's like, wow, yeah, we want to be here. This is, you know, because there's probably not going to find anybody coming from facilities like you've got.
Yeah, excuse me. And, you know, when I arrived in Knoxville, you know, the school board knew that they wanted to do some updates in their facilities. The high school really wasn't even on the horizon at that point. But they still knew we've got, you know, had some older buildings in Knoxville. We want to kind of dress them up a little bit. And, you know, I was able to learn a lot on the job, and we accomplished that stuff. But you know, when you're searching for candidates for positions like this, you know, one of the things that you're thinking about is, okay, what does the district need right now? Well, we've invested in facilities, so you don't really necessarily need somebody who's got that facilities background. You certainly want somebody who's got a strong background in curriculum and instruction so that they can come in and can continue to move things forward. But, you know, state finances have been tricky over the years. My time in Knoxville, they're in a better spot now, but you need somebody who's got some experience there. So it'll be interesting. You know, a lot of great things to sell the community and to sell the school district. So we'll see what kind of candidates emerge.
Well, we were talking off the air, being a Cub fan, and you found out that the Metro runs all the way out near Sycamore.
Yeah.
So you know, just hop, skip, and a jump into Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you know, a couple of things came out of some of our visits there. I can hop on the Metro, and we can be at Wrigley Field pretty quick. And, you know, I don't have to listen to Cardinal fans anymore because, you know, up there,
you hope not.
Up there it's Sox or Cubs. It's not Cubs-Cardinals. It is downstate where I've grown up, and that's a you know, it's a friendly jest for some of the board members who are Cardinal fans in Knoxville. But, you know, great rivalry, and you know, we're looking forward to be closer to Chicago. We spend a lot of time up there, so it'll give us a chance to do that a little bit more often.
Well, and the other funny thing, the announcement came out yesterday morning just after the board meeting. One of the DeKalb radio stations was there, and so you were getting calls immediately from among the likes of me and emails from Nick and others here, and even Tyler Bachman, our former news director, is up in that area, had called here to see what we knew. And I'm guessing you're probably hearing, before you knew anybody else knew about it, you're hearing from other people, so you're leaving? Oh, so, hey, I know people here or they're in that area and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's amazing how interconnected that we are these days with social media. And you know, the news story got picked up there yesterday, and I had a call probably within 10 minutes, you know, from somebody in Knoxville congratulating me and wishing me well. So it was like the proverbial match to dry grass. I mean, it literally spread like wildfire. And then I got an announcement out to the staff. You know, I wanted them to hear it from me first, and I think for the most part that happened. And you know, it's amazing how fast news spreads. And you know, it was a busy day yesterday. I'll say that for sure.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. He'll be taking over at the Sycamore School District next July, and he'll be leaving Knoxville. They'll start their search coming up likely Monday night at their board meeting. So, you know, the bottom line, and people need to understand, I think, you know, you hear in professional sports, free agents and loyalty and this and that. Well, in the rest of the world, we're all free agents, and we're all able to do what we can to better ourselves professionally, make things better for our families as well. And it's not a case. So, and yeah, I guess if it is a place where you don't like being, you don't like your job, yeah, that's a reason to leave too. But that's not at all the case with you. It's just about bettering yourself and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing I'd like to reinforce is that, you know, this is by no means, you know, trying to get out of Knoxville, because we've done a lot of great work there. And gosh, if this hadn't panned out, I'd have been very happy to stay and continue working with the folks in Knoxville and within the community. So you're absolutely right. And you know, one of the things I told the staff in the email yesterday was that sometimes a change in leadership can be a positive thing. You know, you bring in a different vision, and who knows, you know, after 10 years, I obviously have probably gotten complacent in a couple of areas. And, you know, we don't see that. It's human nature to kind of gloss over that and miss those things. But you bring in somebody new with a different lens, and they see things fresh for the first time. And who knows? You know, maybe there were things that we should have been doing that I just didn't pick up on, that somebody new will come in and pick up on those and get the ball rolling on those things. So, yeah, not at all. We'd have been glad to stay in Knoxville and continue the work that we're doing. But, you know, sometimes life gives you opportunities to just reflect and try something new, and this is that's exactly how this panned out.
Yeah, and that in turn gives you the opportunity to do the same thing in Sycamore, maybe bring a different perspective that they haven't seen for a while.
That's exactly right, and they've had a lot of consistency and longevity in their leadership. So, you know, they're doing a lot of great things, but they realize that, you know, with this retirement and Mrs. Countryman's retirement, you know, it's the exact same thing. You know, I'm going to bring in a different vision, a different lens, and you know, my the way I operate has always been very collaborative. You know, let's talk to people and get feedback and input. And that's exactly what they were looking for. Somebody in the face of retirement, somebody new to come in and just kind of build those relationships right off the bat, learn a lot about the school district, and then offer whatever guidance I felt was going to be appropriate, and then just keep on keeping on.
You know, you're going to see a sad face at all your school board meetings for the rest of the school year.
Yeah.
Nick's going to be sad.
Well, you know, I'll do my best to cheer him up. But, it you know, and that brings up another really good point. There have been such great people to work with in this area. I got a text message from Tim Forker this morning, you know, wishing me well. And, you know, just reminded me, you know, oftentimes Ralph Grimm is still in the area, works through the ROE. And he'll remind the superintendent group, you know, hey, you guys do great work. You know, sometimes the west central part of the state doesn't get the attention that it deserves, but you do great work, hold your head up, you take a backseat to nobody, and times like this really help to reinforce that the superintendents that I work with, the staff in Knoxville, the community in Knoxville, you guys here at the radio station have been phenomenal in working with me and publicizing things that are going on in the school district, you know, the newspaper and in different community groups. So it's going to be hard to slowly pull those roots up here this spring semester, but you know, it's also kind of a time to celebrate and look forward to the future. So it'll be bittersweet as the spring comes around the corner, but you know, excitement and the opportunities that lay ahead too.
Well, Jeff Whitson at United might say you take a backseat to him. I don't know if
he would say that or not. Yeah.
He might claim that. I don't know for a fact. But that was kind of one of the neat things in talking with you and John Asplund and Joe Sorenberg or Jeff Whitson and Mike Curry, that you guys all collaborate on things. You know, whether it's the weather itself and school cancellations. You guys are always talking about things going on, and that's a great thing to have that helps, I think, each district in the area.
Oh, yeah. This kind of position is it can be very lonely. You know, there's one superintendent in each school district, and, you know, nobody else knows all the ins and outs of what you go through. So not only are those great colleagues to work with, but we've all become very close friends. So, you know, we know each other's families, and sometimes we'll go out and kind of socialize together. That's a great support network, and it'll be hard to see those guys or say goodbye to those guys. But, you know, there's also opportunities at conferences to reconnect and do things like that. So, unfortunately for them, it's not goodbye forever. I'll run into them at other places, but it'll be hard to leave again in the spring.
Knoxville District 202 Superintendent Steve Wilder joining us here this morning. He'll be leaving and taking over the same position up at Sycamore in July of next year. Wanted to ask one other question about that district. Obviously, a little bit bigger urban area. You said about 17,000 population there. Not much rural area to the south, but to the north and west quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Do you take in quite a few? Do you know that district takes in quite a few from the rural areas?
Yeah, they do, and I'm not sure what the exact number is. A lot of the students that come straight from Sycamore, but you know, the district boundaries are large enough that they do take in students from the rural areas, although I don't think the population density is as much out in the rural areas as it may be in Knoxville. Most of them come from in town, but there's a rural population there. And, you know, so when you think rural and schools, you think FFA and the ag program. They get a very strong ag program and a lot of involvement in FFA. In fact, I was walking down the hallways yesterday and saw a sign they've had, I think, 5 state officers over the last 30 or 40 years. So big rural component up there, even though it's closer to the suburbs and the city.
Same busing issues, same weather issues, except maybe even some more snow up there at times.
I'm hoping not, but that comes with the territory. So I'll be working with the superintendents up there. And a couple of those people have already reached out and welcomed me to the area. So I'll be working with them to make those decisions and maybe throw my 2 cents to Mr. Witsit every once in a while down here.
he might need that. All right. Well, Steve, congratulations again. And also, we're going to get you back in the start of the school year. We'll get all you guys back in, kind of talk about the second, wrap up the first half of the school year, what's going on in the second half in the new year. But again, Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
We appreciate you always coming in with us and talking with us. Hey, be able to make things better in your life, why not, right?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the air today, and look forward to continue working with you guys here through the second semester.
Steve, thanks so much.